here I am in Newcastle Cathedral, rocking my red ribbon for World AIDS Day. Rocking the ribbon suggests that there's something to celebrate. So what do we have to rock about today? Well, it's 40 years since the first AIDS cases were reported. Those of us who've watched It's a Sin on Channel 4 back in February of this year will have been taken right back to those uncertain times in the 1980s, when even if we didn't yet know anyone with HIV or AIDS personally, we were all touched by the fear of the virus. We were anxious for friends who might be infected by it. We may have been in denial or fearful for our own safety. If truth be told, we were hampered by our own ignorance of this mysterious new disease. But as time went on, dealing with the crisis was made so much harder by the ignorance and prejudice of so many in the media, in our medical institutions, in our faith communities, and in our own families, who were quick to stigmatize the gay community and intravenous drug users in particular. Isn't it always so much easier to scapegoat others than to respond to their need with compassion, understanding, and care? It's 30 years ago this week since Freddie Mercury died of AIDS. Those of us who watched BBC Two's documentary about the last months of his life this week will have been taken back to the mixed responses to the news of the cause of his death. 10 years into the epidemic, and still one of the most beloved and charismatic musicians on the planet only dared tell the world that he was suffering with AIDS the day before he passed away. Imagine how hard it must have been for people who didn't have the support of influential friends and celebrities to speak up for them. Now, in 2021, so much water has gone under the bridge. AIDS is no longer the death sentence that it was once thought to be. Antiretroviral therapies are available that allow those living with HIV to lead healthy and productive lives, lowering the viral load in the blood to undetectable levels, protecting their immune system, and preventing transmission from adult to adult, from mother to child. Here in the UK, 98% of people living with HIV are on effective treatment, and 97 can't pass the virus on. That's something to rock the ribbon for. That is a lot to celebrate. But, and this is a big but, while we're doing well in this part of the world, there are many poorer countries where significant numbers of people, often the most marginalized, are being left behind. Resources are not being used for maximum impact and are often just simply insufficient. Stigma, discrimination, and human rights violations are widespread. That's why the World Health Organization has decided that the theme of World AIDS Day this year should be End Inequalities, End AIDS. Well, we've all become pandemic and virus experts over the last horrible 2 years of the coronavirus, haven't we? But imagine if, just because the part of the country you lived in, or the lifestyle choices you'd made, or because of your sexual orientation, or because you didn't dare to admit you were feeling ill, imagine you couldn't just drop into the nearest vaccination center and get a free jab. Imagine you couldn't just pop into your nearest chemist and pick up some free lateral flow test kits. in many parts of our world. Though HIV infection can be diagnosed using cheap and simple tests, as well as self-tests, these are simply not available. 15 million people living with HIV, that's one in four, still do not have access to antiretroviral therapies. And that is just those who've been able to access a test and seek help. As it was in this country 30, 40 years ago, the stigma attached to having HIV today can still be so great that people in those parts of the world are often reluctant to learn their HIV status or to reveal it if it's positive. Discrimination is rife, and their safety could be at risk. This year's World AIDS Day theme challenges us to call governments to account, to tackle these healthcare inequalities. Doing this is central to ending AIDS worldwide. And more people are realizing that it's going to be central to getting COVID under control too. And as we think about that, this World AIDS Day, it is striking to me that the HIV/AIDS community of survivors and carers, of those of us who have lost loved ones and who care about the international situation, we have a lot to teach our world from our experience of that pandemic about how best to cope with this one. Because you see, the HIV/AIDS community knows what it takes to combat an epidemic. We know that it requires solidarity, support, community, and love. We know that it requires us to speak out against ignorance, fear and stigma. We know that it demands an attitude of nobody left out, nobody left behind. And this is why we must rock the ribbon this year. Because we have something to teach the world. We must take our passion and compassion, the hearts broken because of those precious souls we have loved and lost too soon, our determination that we will beat this thing. And by we, I don't just mean you and me. I mean humankind. We must rock the ribbon because our pain has taught us wisdom. We must rock the ribbon because never again. We must rock the ribbon because we believe in better for our communities, for our world, and for future generations. Nobody left out. Nobody left behind. End inequalities. End AIDS. And now we're going to take some time to remember those we have loved and lost, those countless precious souls never known to you or me, who died too soon, too young, with so much left to live for, so much more to give. In the quiet that follows, Let us remember with love and with determination that things must and will change. God of passion and compassion, you have created us to love and to be loved in return. We lift before you those for whom today brings memories of dear ones lost to AIDS, those whose hearts are broken still. And we pray for those living still with HIV. We pray for justice for them, wherever they might live. That your holy angels would protect them. That you would give them your healing. On this World AIDS Day and always. Amen.